This is Rucksacks and Rations, brought to you by the Pentagon Channel.
The United States Army NCO Corps has been there since the beginning. In 1775, the Corps was established with the birth of the Army. Now some soldiers in Afghanistan find themselves helping to build the backbone of another corps, that of the Afghan National Army. Master Sergeant Gregory Williams is the senior enlisted advisor with the Defense Resources Directorate within the Office of Security Cooperation Afghanistan. He's also the Human Resource Division Sergeant Major, bringing over 20 years of experience to the job. I talked with Master Sergeant Williams about how one goes about building an NCO corps.
Initially, when I got here some 10 and a half months ago, whenever we mention the NCO corps, you notice the change in attitude in reference to the people we're talking to, because they have what we believe to be the Soviet mentality, based on the fact that limited responsibilities, regardless of that NCO's rank, whether it be a senior or a junior.
And what do the Afghan soldiers think of our mentality of the NCOs as the worker bees?
Well, based on the fact that we have instituted this mentoring system that we do have within OMC Alpha, they see that every time my general officer, Army, goes out there, I or a senior enlisted NCO or an NCO, whether he be senior or junior, are always with him and are given certain tasks from that officer level to get things done.
So it's a lead by example scenario going on?
From the front, Sergeant, from the front.
Now, you mentioned the Command Sergeant Major position in the Afghan Army. Has that position been filled yet?
Negative. We currently have an individual, the first one in Afghan National Army history, to actually be enrolled in our Sergeant Major Academy as we speak.
Now, when you work with the Afghan soldiers and lead from the front by example, do they have questions or what do you tell them about what you need to do to institute the NCO Corps?
Well, what I try to do is actually show them with a hands-on method exactly how I've been doing things since I've been in the Army and how I got to my level. And they are very, very observant people. They see exactly how I conduct business. For example, we here in the G1 for the OSC Alpha has created a personnel service center at the KMTC. That is the Kabul Military Training Center. That's where all the basic training soldiers come into the Army. We, every Thursday, set up a personnel service center, a mini PSC, and we've been running that with the S1 at KMTC, and actually show exactly how we conduct business, i.e. a soldier would come in to get an ID card, get his name changed, or submit some sort of personal action. They actually show how we've actually been taking care of that soldier, stressing customer service, and we've been doing it for 9 months, so now they conduct their own PSCs every Thursday.
Has this experience helping with the Afghan National Army build their NCO Corps from the ground up, has it changed in any way the way you look at our own NCO Corps?
Oh, absolutely. Because me, myself, I just happen to be one of those who were granted a selection process to the Sergeant Major's Academy, and I am going this August myself. What it's going to allow me to do is share some of my experience and knowledge with the rest of the senior NCO Corps in the Army and whoever else is going to be there, and allow them some of my experience, what I learned here.
For an individual listening that has never been to Afghanistan and may never go, what would you tell them about that country?
Very dusty, extremely, and it would be probably like going back in time as far as the modern things that you are accustomed to where you live now in the States. And as you go to Afghanistan, what you'll experience, it is, in my opinion, going back about 100 years.
That's interesting, though. Despite the time warp, you're bringing these progressive concepts like the NCO Corps there, which are so important.
Because I really believe they're hungry to go ahead and take it to another level. And we're doing everything in our power to go ahead and show them. And once they see it, they don't want to go backwards. They only want to go forward.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
No problem whatsoever, Sergeant. I'm here, ready to serve.
The first Afghan soldier to attend the Sergeant Major's Academy is expected to graduate this spring. For more news from Afghanistan and wherever our military is at work around the globe, tune in to the Pentagon Channel. For Rucksacks and Rations, I'm Army Sergeant Lee McMahon.